You're listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County and surrounding area. I'm Candace Burke, your weekly host. Joining me today are Lydia Viagas, Linda Ortiz, and Marianne Cedillo, and they are here to talk to us about the nonprofit Fight Like a Girl. Fight Like a Girl provides empowerment, support, and mentoring to women and girls, quote, mentally, spiritually, academically, socially, emotionally, and physically through education and scholarships that focus on social skills, behavioral skills, self-esteem skills, leadership skills, and or job skills. They have a fundraising event on May 11th from 8:30 a.m. through 2:30 p.m. plus Give Grandly on Saturday. So welcome to Community Spotlight, Fight Like a Girls.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I've been wanting to have you on for a long time, and I can't think of a better time than right before these two really important fundraisers. So before we talk all about these fundraisers, I think for those listeners, and some of them are in Florida, would like to hear all about what you do, because I think what you're doing is so necessary, so inspiring. So Lydia, what can you say? What can you start with here?
Well, Our mission today is supporting girls and women to see something in themselves so they are inspired to do something that contributes to our community. And this started a couple years ago, and we are wanting to include every woman of all ages to be able to see something in themselves and help somebody else, because we all can contribute. Every single one of us, we all have something in our little back pocket that we can help our community with. And most women think, well, what can I do? What can I do? Well, you have to start, and it starts at home. You see something, then do something. And
I like that. See something, do something.
See something, do something.
And I have to hear, of course, Marianne and Linda, what are some things that you saw and you did something about? I want to hear some of that, your own stories.
Well, we were in California. The first one that comes to mind, we were in California visiting my oldest son and his daughter, and we were walking in a park, and there was a couple on a park bench. And we're walking by, and of course, everybody is just talking and whatever, and of course, I sort of picked up on the vibes on the bench between this young gentleman and his girlfriend or wife or something, and it was getting a little bit out of hand and a little rough and pushing and whatever, and my family walked off, and then I told my husband, I go, there's a problem, I think I'm gonna step in, and no, you don't do that, you're gonna get shot, you're in California. But I gently walked over, and I did not look at the gentleman, but I remember looking at her, and I said, are you okay? And she looked at me, and she says, took a big gulp on her throat, she said, yes, I am. We are having a fight, but I think I'm okay. So we walked away, but not very far, until it looked like it had toned down and stuff. And I remember thinking, how can you just walk by and pretend it's, you didn't see it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know we were in California, and I know it was a little bit gutsy, but that was my thought as a woman, as a grandma, as a mom, you know.
Oh, bravo.
That's
stop. Fantastic.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And then, Linda, what can you add to that?
Well, I, like Marianne, have seen various things like that also. You always choose to say, well, maybe not get involved. So now it's a little different. Because I'll tell you, I guess just with this program itself, once I was introduced to it, once I heard Lydia's story, once I asked her, why did you name this Fight Like a Girl? And she just said that in her young years when she was little, her dad always told her, you know, you fight out of necessity. And it is necessity, because us women, you know, we go through a lot. People don't think, but man, but we're strong, and that's why we are. So this program, I'm probably answered the wrong question, but to me, I'm empowering this program. It's a lot of work, but it is something I'm dedicated to, because believe you me, it's not easy. It hasn't been easy. there's a lot of groundwork, lots and lots, paperwork, groundwork, all kinds of everything. We've been working hard, and there's nothing in it for us other than to see the empowerment of the women. And that's all I want to get out of this, is to help people and get people to help other people, and to see something, do something. Yeah. And that's where I'm at.
Lydia, let's hear more about this vision, how you got this going.
Well, I am a martial artist by trade, and I moved back here. I am a native of Silver City, and
You're so lucky.
I am very lucky and blessed. I moved back in 2007 to help with my mother, and I decided to open up a little studio downtown. I am also a mosaic artist. And in the process, I was cleaning my front windows, and I saw a homeless man being beat up by two other people. And I come from, well, as we all know, we all live here. It is a beautiful little town. And the first thing I thought was, like, not my town. I could not believe what I was seeing as people were driving by. I saw people walking by, and this man was just on the ground covering his face. And so I ran out. I just automatically ran out and started yelling and saying that the police were on its way. And I realized, you know, I'm not going to let this happen. And so I noticed that 80% of our merchants downtown are women. And I thought, we are not safe here if we allow this to happen. So I went around and I introduced my fist. And that's an empowerment fist. And I started putting it on our business's windows. And they all agreed to, if they saw something, they were going to do something. That was the commitment. And we were going to help each other out. And it just took off from there. And so now it's just, like I said, it's time for us to pass the baton to other women. And I think it's going to be a movement.
Yeah, I agree with you. And speaking of that movement, what are some personal stories you can share about what your work is already accomplishing? I'm sure you've got some really cool, inspiring things to tell our listeners.
Well, I think we get calls and people wanting us to put on our capes and start saving the world.
Well, you are, aren't you? Of course.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I started a running group on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we do our walk, jog, kind of. You know, there is power in numbers, so we do that in our community, so we can see the more people you see out doing something good, there's less likely for bad things to happen.
Yes, I agree. I love the whole concept of women's walking groups and running groups.
Right. Because
I saw that a lot back in Florida, and to have this here is just very welcoming.
Oh, yes. And also when I had my studio downtown, noticed that at that time we had one shelter or no shelter. And people don't realize that when they are full, there's really nowhere to go. So all downtowns, as we all know, that's where most of our unsheltered people hang out. And as I was staying later in my studio, I noticed they go up and down downtown at night, because they're just trying to stay warm. So our program we provided, within that year, was over 2,000 blankets. And our businesses, we would tie them on our posts. And it was something to cover your head, something to lay on, or, you know, because this was an occurring thing all winter long. And as I could not sleep, as I thought to myself, I get to go home, you know, lay on my comfy pillow and have my nice cup of coffee. And not everyone gets to do that.
No.
And we think that out of sight, out of mind. But if you have a conscience, you know it's going to bother you. So
it does.
And
yes.
And then this is a problem everywhere. So that's one. That's another thing. Also, with our stray little animals, we put buckets of water in every corner. I mean, under the shade. I mean, we all have the right.
Yes. And Marianne and Linda, what are you seeing on the streets with women? What are you picking up more and more as you observe or you talk to other women?
Well, I know that through this program, Linda and I came in to help and with this program, be part of the board in this program this year. I know Lydia has done a lot more work with the other groups that were involved with Fight Like a Girl. But as far as Linda and I, we're fairly new. What we're doing now is to revamp. We have the town of Silver City has provided the old rec center. So they've given us a little office to operate on. Great. We have it up and running. It had to, get an overhaul, and that's been done. And then we needed a little conference room, and there was a room in the rec center. That has totally revamped and up and running. We've got three more rooms that right now that we're working on, and that's going to be the weight room, the kitchen, and a media room. So this is where we're at. We're basically starting from the foundation up. We haven't actually gone and done anything this year. Lydia has done lots of things prior, but this year we're actually building a really strong foundation to have the actual classes start in June. We're going to go out to the schools. We're going to go out to the Girl Scouts. We're going to go out to different groups and hopefully get groups of girls to start the program, everything that we have in our brochure from A through Z, empowering women from A through Z. So this is what we've been doing. We had to come up with the paperwork, an application that you have to fill out to be part of the program. And that application, it asks you your name, your address, but it also asks you what your interests are, what programs you're going to want to complete when you're with Fight Like a Girl, if you're wanting to graduate from Fight Like a Girl. We had to come up with forms if you're someone underage to give us permission to photograph you or put you on our Facebook. The parents will have to sign. The applicant will have to sign. Of course, if you're of age, you don't have to fill out those forms. We also have to come up with forms for emergency care. Who do we notify? The first person, the second contact. So see, we're actually working a lot, but not actually working with the people that we want to reach right now. We're building the foundation. And then, of course, when you're in any type of organization, 501c3 or anything, you need funds to start. So on March 8th, when we did that big event at the university at the Bessie Ford Global Resource Center, we basically reintroduced. She revamped. Lydia revamped her program that day and said, we're starting anew. We're setting a solid foundation to come and help my community. That's what she basically was stating with her board and to the public. So we are really excited. We haven't had literally hands-on. Now, on Saturday, the 4th, we're going to be part of Give Grandly.
Yes. Looking forward 11th, to that. We'll also interview you again live on GMCR.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, at 11:35 is our yes. And then on the 11th, we're having our actual first fundraiser that the public has really cooperated. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have all the candidates have been invited to set up a table. So those of you that are into the political arena, I like to call it public servant arena because like hopefully they realize that they're running for office, but once elected, they work for us. We're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have so many things, but we're doing a lot of groundwork. We have really worked hard, and in June, we're going to go put it to work.
Yes, so June is going to be.
Yes, it is. And like Marianne was talking about, we will be doing hands-on training. The community has supported us so much that when we do go somewhere, we have people saying, hey, I can come and teach gardening. I can come and teach cooking. I can come and teach. So they want it. They just didn't know how about to go and get it. And so now that the city has been, you know, very nice and offered us this building, we have that space. And we plan on filling it with everything. We will be doing job training. And hopefully we will have a closet for women who want to go into business and cannot provide their own clothes.
That's a huge need, by the way.
A very huge big need. And from makeovers, mm-hmm. we have people volunteering from beauticians doing hair to you name it. We have everything from, we will be doing all the necessities, of course. We're going to be doing the Narcan classes. We're going to be doing the CPR classes. That's going to be a monthly thing because we need it.
It's very comprehensive. Listeners, we're talking to Fight Like a Girl, our nonprofit is going to be, they're going to be at Give Grandly on Saturday, and they have their own event coming up May 11th. So, you know, segue into what your future vision is. What do you want to see evolve from here? What is it that you envision?
My vision, and because of Lydia's vision, is for us to have young women and girls be ready to hit the ground running, whatever they're going to do. If they're going to be a cheerleader in the high school, if they're going to participate in anything in school, out of school, their first little job, they're going to know how to give you change properly. They're going to know how to do customer service. They're going to know the importance of eye contact, of a handshake, and how to do a handshake.
Yes.
Just because you're a woman, everybody thinks you just hand out that little hand and do a little, you know, little easy handshake. No, you don't have to squeeze the heck out of the hand, but you're going to give good eye contact. You're going to do it from the heart, and you're going to also have a firm handshake.
You know, that's such a good point you're making, because I know as a little girl and a teenager, no one taught us how to shake hands, and I do have a little hand, you know.
And body shaming.
Body shaming.
You know,
terrible.
We are body shamed from, I mean, once you start school, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You are in trouble. And first,
right,
for being a girl, you know, no, I mean, that's where it starts. So we want to start with those young women to let them know, you can buy your own house. You don't need to have a spouse or a partner to purchase a home.
Yeah.
You can get any job you want and be powerful. I think we are at our age where we've pretty much seen just about everything. So with these young women, especially with Facebook and social media, the body shaming, the mental illness, I mean, it's out there.
It's really out there.
It is out there.
And I think I've heard before on the show, when you were on before with George and Raul, that how, behavioral health issues are huge by the time a girl starts middle school. You know, they girls suffer much more from depression and again, body image dysphoria, and it goes on and on and on. And even Brittany Griner, the basketball player,
who I just read
about her today,
and she
said there's no room for women to cry anymore. We're 24/7 on guard.
Right.
I thought that was so powerful that she said that.
Right. And even now, I mean, starting this group, people are already questioning. And I thought to myself, you know, if it was a group of men, we would not be asked these personal questions. So we're ready to answer them. You know, we have nothing to hide. And because we're women, we are moving forward.
One of the questions that Lydia got asked yesterday, she shared with us this morning before we came to the radio station, is, well, how are you using the money that you're getting with your program? Well, first of all, this program that Lydia has a vision to do, and we're going to help her do it and be successful at it, with it, is to not charge a penny.
Yes, we will not. It is not going to cost
anyone. This is going to be free
for
the participant.
Right.
That's
so
remarkable.
That is amazing.
It is.
We can do that with the funds that we're collecting.
And it's not going to be like asking you a question is how much money does your family make in order for you to be able to qualify. You being a woman, period, is a qualification. The minute you step into our doors, you are not going to be changed. We're not going to be asking you how much your family makes, or it doesn't matter. And, you know, a lot of things that are available for women or for anyone that is any type of assistance, you know, they put you through the ringer. And that is hard enough as it is. And they're already labeling you. And, you know, we come, us three women here, we've been without. We know what it's like to be without. So it's time for those things to change for our young women.
I'm so grateful that you have this organization. Now let's hear briefly, as we're wrapping up today's show, let's hear about your events and time and contact and all of that.
On May 11th, which is not this Saturday, because this Saturday is Give Grandly. So next Saturday, May 11th, at the Fort Bayard Theater, at the Fort Bayard Town Site, we're going to be having our first Fight Like a Girl fundraiser event. Beginning at 8:30 to 10 o'clock, we're going to have registration for a 5K, which is a three-mile walk. And that'll be $20 entry fee. You're going to get a free water bottle, a wristband, and a t-shirt. At 9:15, we're going to have a warm-up yoga so you can stretch, and you don't have to, we're not going to do this pretzel yoga. We're going to do a warm-up yoga so you can be ready for your 5K. But please bring your own mat. We're not going to provide mats. At 10:15 till 11:30, there is a beautiful route that Lydia has picked out there in Fort Bayard. It's going to be in the town site, going into the cemetery, the outer border of the cemetery, and then back to the little theater building. And then at 11:30, Lydia's husband, Carlos, is going to make tacos al pastor.
Oh, what is tacos al pastor?
Tacos al pastor is going to be it's a pork meat. And we know a few of the ingredients because he does not share, but I know that one of the ingredients in there is pineapple.
Wow, I love
that. We tasted those tacos. Let me tell you, they were camping, and they invited us out to their campsite. I had never had tacos al pastor, and if I had, they did not taste like that. So you guys come out for Carlos Villegas Tacos al Pastor. And then we're going to have fresh sopaipillas. Oh. My mother, that's going to be turning 88, and a girlfriend of mine, Jody, and myself, and my cousin Hilda's coming from Albuquerque to cook them in front of you.
Wow.
And they're
going to
roll them in front of you, and you get them right off
hot off the fryer.
With honey, sugar, powdered sugar, or just plain. The tacos al pastor, before I go past that one, they're going to be on a little corn tortilla. And then Carlos makes this salsa with fresh cabbage, jalapeno, and other little ingredients that I don't know what else it has. And it is amazing.
It sounds amazing.
We're going to have some nachos and drinks. And then for mothers, we're going to have free pink cupcakes. We're going to give them free cupcakes. And that's going to be amazing. And let Linda tell you all about our entertainment.
What's your entertainment? Okay. I'm already eating those sopapillas.
Yeah. Yes, you're going to eat those sopapillas. Well, we have some great entertainment that we're going to be able to provide for this. I know a lot of these names, people know it, but Kiana Huerta is a wonderful young lady. Angelica Padilla will be another one. Alicia Carrillo. Maya Olivas, Jessica Mesa, and of course, not to forget our Silver City Stompers. That's going to be our entertainment for that day. Apart from our vendors with their business tables, which, you know, is to set up, like she said, $25 to be a vendor. The door prizes. We also will be giving away free door prizes throughout the event. We urge people to go out there. If you have any questions, please call our number, which is 575-313-5872. Come and join us. You know, it's the day before Mother's Day. Let us celebrate with our mothers, our young girls, our women. Everyone in the community is invited to come by and join us in this beautiful celebration for Mother's Day, but best
fantastic.
Of all, fight like a girl.
And if you cannot make it, we will see you at Give Grandly.
Yeah. Give Grandly. And I'm looking forward, George and I are looking forward to interviewing you there live. So I hope it's going to be a really successful day. I'm so overjoyed we have your organization here.
Thank you very much.
I really thank you for being here, and I'll have you back on.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank
it's
you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You've been listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and is available online at gmcr.org. I'm Candace Burke. Thanks for listening.